You're listening to Literally, the podcast where you literally get a complete behind-the-scenes peek at a one-on-one business coaching relationship and the transformation that unfolds over the course of 6 months. I'm your host, Lacey Seitz, business mentor and success coach, and the founder of A Lit Up Life. These are recordings of actual coaching sessions with one of my clients where you get to experience her journey right along with her and gain insight into building your own lit up life and the business that you desire.
All right, guys, welcome to solo episode 2. I am so excited to record this episode. I feel like this is one of the most excited I've ever been to record a solo episode, which is so funny, but I will tell you why. I'm so excited to record this because I feel like it is such an important conversation. I am so grateful to Robin for kind of just giving us the, you know, forum to have this conversation, or for this season going in this direction to allow us to have this conversation. But I feel like it is one of the things that I am like kind of most passionate about or most like locked in on right now, which is like, there are so many fine lines in business. There's so much nuance, and we really have to be able to recognize those to achieve obviously big results, but also results that feel good. And I feel like so much of our industry is so polarized to one side or the other. And the truth is, being able to hold nuance in business, being able to realize it's kind of all a navigation, it's kind of all a fine line, is really, to me, the secret to success. But it's also the secret to success that feels like success. You know what I mean? It's like, sure, you can get successful in certain ways, but are you going to feel good? Are you going to feel successful in that? And the only way I've seen and know how to do that is being able to navigate the both and, the this and that, the fine lines, the nuance. And so I'm really excited to get to dive into that today, because I think Robin is bringing so much of that to this season and giving us such an open door for this conversation. So kind of want to talk about 5 main things that have come up so far this season that I think are going to be really helpful for every single person listening. If you have a business, these are lines you are probably navigating, right? So we're going to talk about like the fine line between something being the marketing dream, but also still needing to be the dream for you, and how to navigate that. We're going to talk about that really fine line between contentment and wanting more. We're going to talk about, you know, the nuance of what it means to have it all without having to do it all. We're going to talk about, you know, the nuance of business not always being easy, but having an easy time managing it. And finally, that nuance of market research being important, but it not being like Bible either. So I think all of those are so important at literally every single level of business. Like, we have to have that balance in our marketing, in our contentment versus wanting more, in our wanting to have it all without doing it all, in having things be easeful without just being easy or only picking easy things, right? And obviously the market research part is relevant at every level. So I'm really excited to dive into these topics, because obviously we got to touch on them at little bits throughout the season so far, but they're all such big and important topics. I feel like I could literally do a solo episode on each of these on their own. My goal today is not to do that, and not to make this a 4-hour podcast episode here, but it is to say, are you thinking about these things in business? Because when you do, not only will you get better results, but you will feel better in the process too. And you know, that is always my goal here on Literally, is for there to be both. Like, I want you guys to make the money and have the success, and I want it to feel really good along the way, because I know there are plenty of ways to make money that do not feel good. So let's start with the first one, which is that fine line between something being the marketing dream, but still needing it to be the dream for you. So that was a conversation Robin and I really dove into, of like, yeah, like, there is obviously really clear cut marketing that works and is kind of like, quote unquote, the dream, you know, of like, oh, if I just marketed to that, like, shit would blow up, right? But also, if you feel shitty marketing to that, or if that's not actually what you want to talk about, or if that's not actually what you want to create content around, it's not the dream for you, and it's not going to translate. The way to get the best results in marketing is to show your energy and show your heart. And I know that's such a fucking annoying thing to say, but it's so true. Like, I can watch 2 clients do the exact same thing, right? I can watch them both show up and like post every day and make reels every day and do the things. And one is checking a box and doesn't really want to do it, but is willing to do it as a means to an end. And one has her heart and energy in it and is saying what she fucking wants to say and is really excited to post that next thing. I guarantee you they will translate completely differently. Like, I have one client who's just so magnetic on social. She's so fucking good at it. And she also teaches people how to leverage social. And it's like she can teach them every single step she's doing, and it still won't always translate in the way she's doing it because she just has a passion for it. She just lives for it. She is lit up by it. She loves it. Like, it is really the dream for her as much as it is the marketing dream, right? And so the thing I really want to encourage you around here is, like, yes, we always want to figure out how to put a great marketing spin on something, how to be really strategic and smart about the messaging. But the absolute most foundational element that has to be there is it has to be the dream for you. That is what will give you better results because it will actually translate to your audience. But it's also what will create sustainability. You guys know I talk about this all the time, but like, you have to pick the thing you like enough to stay in it. Right. So if you pick something that's just good marketing and you end up hating it over time, do you really think you're going to stay in that business for 10 years? You know, like, of course not. And so that's really something to think about. There's always a fine line between what's the marketing dream and what's the dream for you. And when you can get really, really clear on dream for you is step one, marketing dream is step two, it really does get easier to run your business and it feels a lot better to run your business. And again, that is the shit that will always translate, right? I've had clients that have tried to force it. You know, they're like, okay, well, this is just a really smart business or this is just really smart marketing and I'm going to lean into it. And even though it was a really smart business and really smart marketing, it wasn't actually what they wanted to do. And so it still didn't perform. Right. As soon as they shift to the thing they actually want to do, of course, guess what happens? It starts performing really fucking well. You know, it's kind of not rocket science. You know, it feels like it sometimes, I know, but the truth is our audience can read our energy and our energy determines our sustainability and our willingness to stay in the business. And that is everything. So please remember, this is really a line that you want to be very aware of and intentional about navigating. And so if you are pulling too hard to one side or the other, if you're like, well, I'm just saying this shit because I'm supposed to say it, guess what? I guarantee you're leaving money on the table. Or if you're going the other way where you're like, well, I'm just saying everything I want to say, but I'm not intentionally putting a marketing spin on it, again, you're leaving money on the table. Like, the answer is navigating that fine line between both and bringing them together. So I hope that's just a reminder, like, anytime we pull too hard to one side, we're not getting the result that we really could be getting. And so sustainability, better results live in that middle ground of what is the dream for you that you can then make the marketing dream, you know? So make sure you have the context, the support to do that, and make sure you're not leaning too hard one way or the other is my advice there. Okay. The next one I want to talk about is the fine line between contentment and wanting more. You know, that was a great piece that Robin and I dove into. I personally am so passionate about this one in business because I think I always talk about this and I so deeply wish I could remember who shared this, but I remember someone shared on Threads, which, gosh, I haven't been on in, you know, I don't know, since 4 days after I started, but the reason I was supposed to be there was for this, I imagine. But I read something where someone said, like, their competitive advantage was that they were already happy. And I just had such a moment with that because I was like, oh, that's why business has been so easy for me in some ways, because I bring a lot of contentment and happiness already. And I have that as such a baseline that it's kind of amazing how, yeah, simple it feels. It really does feel like a competitive advantage. But also I can see on the other side, and you guys can kind of see Robin on that front too, where sometimes you can lean a little too hard into the contentment and it leaves you not in a place of wanting more or being clear on what you want. And so that fine line between both is really important because contentment can certainly be a competitive advantage, but wanting more and having that drive is such a motivator. And so having both that competitive advantage and that motivation live together is really where your best results are going to occur. And so I think that, again, we tend to pull too hard to one side or the other. Sometimes contentment can lead to coasting or ambivalence, right? And sometimes wanting more can lead to pressure, kind of like this constant sense of not being enough, all that kind of stuff, right? They can both lead you in the wrong way and away from results. Like when I'm constantly feeling pressure, the likelihood that I'm going to show up and be magnetic and create amazing results is low. When I'm in this season of coasting and ambivalence, my audience is going to feel that too. They're not going to be connected. They're not going to really feel me in my heart and not going to make the sales. So when you can hold the tension of both of like, it's so good where I am and I can't wait for more, is almost always when you're going to see the best results. You know, I think about this from like a job perspective. You know, if you were in the like kind of corporate world, right? Like if you hate your current job, it's not super easy to get a raise and or a promotion, right? If you really, really like lean into and like your current job, it's so ironic that that is almost always when the raise or promotion tends to show up, and it's such an energy thing, right? I even think that about like if you look at it from like a manifestation perspective, like say you want a new car. Well, the way to manifest that isn't to sit in your current car every day thinking about how fucking much you hate it, right? And being like, I just want something else. I just want something else. I just want something else. But it's also not to sit in your current car every day going, nothing could be better. I don't need anything else. I could never dream of anything else. I could never want anything else. It's to sit in your current car and be like, I'm so grateful for my car. I feel so much good energy toward like having this vehicle and having this way to get around. And I'm so excited for the feeling of it when it's X, right? Obviously, that's just like a silly manifestation example. But I guess the point I really want to make here is that almost any lens you kind of put stuff through, energetically, manifestation-wise, simply strategically, like what always works the best is when you feel really good about what you have and really excited about creating more. And so really remembering that finding that balance in business is key. And if you're pulling too hard to one or the other, like if you're pulling too hard to contentment, you might find yourself in coasting. If you're pulling a little too hard towards wanting more, you might find yourself in kind of pressure and chaos and not enoughness. And so it's just helpful to keep reflecting. And again, we're going to have seasons where we're a little more one or the other, but kind of always having a bit of a swing that ultimately creates balance and equilibrium, I think is really helpful. Like for me personally, I definitely have been in a stronger season of contentment for the last couple of years, and having Bennett, you know, having a baby, being a mom to a really small child, like I really haven't been in this huge season of like more, more, more in business, right? It's been a little bit more contentment. And also I feel kind of now coming back a little bit more to like, oh, okay, 2024 might be the year of a little bit more. And those are going to create balance and synergy over time. So I'm not saying at every moment you have to be exactly in the middle, but I am saying knowing your season and finding that navigation between them where like you'll probably swing a little bit more one way in certain seasons and a little more the other, but watching that it doesn't swing so far that you can't course correct, or that it doesn't swing so much that you end up staying in one of those very squarely for a really long period of time is so helpful. And again, that's where your best results are going to occur, right? It's going to be so much easier to get what you want in that middle ground. Okay, cool. So the next one I want to talk about is the nuance of what it means to have it all while not having to do it all. You know, I think that's such a confusing piece for so many entrepreneurs, right? Of feeling like in order to have it all, I must do it all. And I really think that we have to find nuance in that. Again, it's like, it's all a fine line. It's all about creating nuance, right? I think the nuance of having it all is that it probably won't look how you thought it was going to look, right? And you probably don't want to have it all if it also means you have to do it all. You know, like I feel like that's some of what Robin and I were talking about in terms of like being default parent and all of that stuff. Like she wants to show up big. She wants to find the balance of what it feels like to have it all and not at the cost of doing it all, you know? So it might mean that we're redefining what it means to have it all. Right? It might look like a little different than we think it's supposed to look on Instagram, or it might look like having some acceptance around different things. Like, for example, I think I shared this in that podcast episode. I can't quite remember, but along the same lines of like the contentment we were just talking about, you know, my business hasn't grown really over the last year. I would say we've maintained, right? But I have felt like I have it all in so many ways because I'm like running the successful business. I am being a really present mom. You know, I feel really connected in my relationship having navigated this new season of parenthood. And so it looks different than like what it could look like of like being able to be like, yeah, I had a child and I 2x my revenue or some shit like that, right? But I can still have the experience of having it all of like, oh man, I get to be like the CEO and the mama and the wife and the friend. And it really feels like all of those are in synergy. And it doesn't mean everyone's perfect. It doesn't mean that the business also doubled that year and, right? So I think for that to have happened, I would have had to be doing so much fucking more than I was or wanted to. And that would not be my version of having it all either, right? Like if I had to be less of a present mama, that wouldn't be me having it all, you know? And so I think we just have to always remember there is nuance and trade-offs there. I think this idea that we should be able to have it all with absolutely no trade-offs is so toxic to women. Just, so painful. And so what I really wanted to say here is just remember, like, if the only way for you to have it all is to do it all, that is not where you want to be. We have to practice nuance in this. We have to see that our best results will likely come from more realistic expectations that create success that actually feels like success, you know? So you may have to redefine what have it all means for you. You may have to give up the idea that have it all means do it all. And again, there's nuance in that and it's going to look different for everyone. Maybe you lean a little more towards the doing because that's natural for you. Maybe you lean further away from that and want to do a lot less in your version of having it all. There's no right answer there, but there is nuance that every single individual is going to have to navigate if they want to find a balance there. Then I think that's what's important. Like, are we having those conversations with ourselves, with our clients? Are we saying, what is your version of having it all? What does that look like for you? Let's get detailed about what that means because I guarantee it will have to look different than that perfect version that we all kind of like see, you know, on Instagram or whatever. And I think as soon as we can have those conversations and have clarity there is when it really opens us up to create the success we want, to actually feel successful in it. But again, I just think it's such a trap that so many women can fall into, mother or not, honestly, of this idea that we are supposed to have it all and the way to get it is to do it all. And that is not true. And again, anytime we're swinging a little bit too far to one side, we are always going to be leaving money and results on the table because we're like, well, I must do it all. And guess what happens? You fucking burn out and you leave a lot of money on the table, right? Or I must have it all and you put all this pressure on yourself and you miss the part where it actually feels good what you already have. Again, that kind of like contentment versus wanting more is so alive here too. So hope that is a helpful reminder. The next piece of nuance that I want to talk about is about business not always being easy, but being able to have an easy time managing it. So that was something that came up for Robin and that we talked about is like, it's not like her business has always been easier, that she's never experienced any challenges in business. She just has a pretty easy time managing it and navigating it. And I really think that that is such an important nuance to bring forward because what I think most of the online space feels, maybe not feels, will tell you in marketing is that it just should always feel easy. Just should always be easy. And what that does is it makes so many people make themselves so fucking wrong and think they're missing something or that they should be doing something better or that there's some secret they don't know. And what's really true is that every single business has things that happen inside of it that are not easy. What is really the ticket and what is like the difference between this person who thinks their business feels easy and this person who thinks their business feels hard is, do you have an easy time managing it, right? And to me, what gives us an easier time managing things is one, having realistic expectations around the fact that we will have challenges come up, right? So if you see business as like, oh yeah, of course there are going to be challenges, then when it happens, you have an easier time managing them because you're like, duh, I knew those were coming. If you think, well, I'm getting it wrong if I have challenges because all these people online say it should be easy peasy, then the second a challenge pops up, the challenge itself isn't even the problem. The fact that you're having one is going to spin you the fuck out, right? For me, like I always joke about like how getting an MBA isn't all it's cracked up to be. But what I will say, one of the things that is really, I think, useful about it is you basically spend so much of the time like studying challenges that big companies have had and mistakes they've made and things they've done around it, right? And so you go into business from there just being like, yeah, that's just part of it, you know? If you haven't had that exposure, I think you get into the online space and everyone's like, my day is so perfect and easy, and if yours is not, you know, like you need a code or you're fucked, you know? And it's just not true. So I really want to remind you of that perspective. Like Robin has had tons of business experience, and so she has an easier time managing the challenge because she doesn't expect them not to show up. So when they do, she's not spinning out on like, oh my God, why is a challenge here? She's like, yeah, 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 this happens. What can we do? You know, it reminds me so much of this year in business. I think this has been a really tough year for the online space. You know, I mean, even just our economy in general, right? And if you have a certain lens on business, you're like, well, duh, this was always going to come. Things ebb and flow. Industries have good years and down years. Economies have good years and down years. And like, this is just a down year, and it's our job to all figure out how to ride the wave, right? If you don't have that perspective, you're like, oh my freaking gosh, what happened this year? Is the whole space crashing? Is the bubble bursting? You know, am I going to like be able to sustain this? Da, da, da. And you're just going to freak yourself the fuck out. And that's when it doesn't feel easy. So just remember, it's not about finding the things that are easy. It's about finding the perspective that gives you an easier time managing them. It's about finding the mindset that gives you more perspective in how you manage them. And so I think that nuance is really important, because what I see most of the online space doing is trying to find the thing that makes it easy instead of realizing that, like, again, it's not about finding the thing that makes it easy. It's about finding the perspective that creates ease. So remember, that is nuanced. Like, the goal isn't only find the easy things. Like, if that's how you're running your business, again, you are leaving money on the table. Sometimes we have to stretch, and sometimes we have to be challenged, and sometimes hard things happen. And almost always more money is on the other side of those things if we can get through them. But if your goal is for it to only feel easy, or only do the easy thing is, I guess, a better way to say it, that's fine. You're just going to leave money on the table. If your goal is to have an easy time managing it, even when things are challenging, congratulations. Like, you're on a path to success. And again, you're on a path to success that actually feels like fucking success, right? Because you're like, yeah, shit happens and I got it. I got me. I got the business. I trust that. I trust in my ability to manage things. I don't trust in finding some easy hack or secret. Is so grounding when you get to that place, and it really is such a game changer. But again, I think there's so much nuance in there that doesn't always get talked about online, because we use the term ease and easy so interchangeably, and we forget that there's a really big difference between, is the task easy or do I have an easy time managing even the hard shit? That is the nuance we're talking about here. So give yourself that gift, because it will make such a difference, again, in your results, but in how you feel. Okay, last thing I want to talk about is the nuance of market research being important and it not being like Bible, right? I think Robin brought such a great example of this season, of like the first time she did market research on the mothered business and kind of what she wanted to lean into there, it just fell so flat. And then the next time she did it, it landed in a totally different way. And I think what I really want to illustrate about that is how the nuance sometimes is what we're bringing to the market research. And I think we forget that so often. You know, we're like, oh, okay, I have this idea, and so I'm going to go get everyone to validate it. And if they don't, it means it was the wrong idea. But sometimes it means it was a not fleshed out idea. Sometimes it means it was a not fully formed idea. And that is so critical to have awareness around, because if you don't, you are so likely to leave really good ideas on the table thinking like, oh, no one liked that. It's just so, so, so easy to fall into when you're like, oh, I ran it by a few people. Like, their ideal clients and it like fully didn't land. And it's like, well, what did you run by them? Did you run by like a really fleshed out idea that you were really passionate and excited about and were able to articulate like really clearly and all of these things? And a lot of people don't have that because they do the market research so early on because we're kind of taught to do that, right? And I'm not saying it never makes sense to do market research earlier on, but if you are going to do that, then I think you really have to take it with that context in mind. If you do it too early looking for validation to take anything further, I think that you will often be led away from the idea because it won't land for people and they're not going to do the work to fully flesh it out, right? Because you didn't. And so it will always be easy for them to be like, I don't know, it doesn't really land for me. I don't quite get it, that kind of thing. And I think Robin just did such a good job of being like, oh yeah, I didn't really do that the first time. And maybe that's what's, happened and what led me to a conclusion that was not necessarily true. So again, market research matters. It's important. It can be such a guiding light. I highly recommend doing it. It's such a useful tool. And we can't treat it as like, oh, this is everything. Like I have an idea, then I go do market research and it either like is a success or a flop. That is not it either. And again, that's why there's nuance to it. Like you're going to hear so many people online talking about how important market research is. That's true. And equally, you might hear a lot of people online being like, fuck market research. It does not help you in the way you think it does. Da, da, da. And that is equally true. And, it really just depends on how you're using the tool, how you're thinking about it, when you're using it, all of those kind of things. And again, I think it's just that, like the nuance. I feel like I'm just a broken record here, but this is what we're missing in, 4-second Instagram reels kind of is this conversation of like, it matters and also, or like, yes, we need to want more, but also have we talked about contentment or like, yes, we can have it all, but also have we talked about how that does not have to mean doing it all? Like, we just miss those pieces in these like 4-second clips or little bite-sized things. And it's not to make the 4-second clips or bite-sized things wrong at all. Like I make them, I do them, I like them. It's just to remember that there are always fine lines, nuance, and context behind every single one of those. So before you take something like that at face value, make sure to think it through more. Make sure to think about the nuance behind it, the trade-offs behind it, all of those kind of things. Because, a creator cannot necessarily be responsible for putting that into every piece of, short form content they create, but it also doesn't mean you're not responsible for bringing that context to yourself, for looking at those fine lines. I think that's so important to remember is like, we kind of have to bring responsibility to those things and go, oh yeah, I just saw something amazing on like 5 market research questions I should ask. I should do that. And also, I'm not going to like take this as Bible. I'm going to remember there's more to it. So that's really what I wanted to bring today is that there are always fine lines. There's always nuance. There's always trade-off. There's always expectation adjustment needing to happen because nothing is as concrete as just do this in business and it always works, right? It's like, maybe, I don't know. Like, what's your business? What's the timing? What feels good to you? What are you leaning more into? What do you need to lean less into? Like, it always depends, and I think that sometimes in this economy of constantly consuming content, we forget to use our own brain. We forget to use our own perspective. And we get so kind of locked into these finite versions of like, oh, I'm just supposed to always want more in business or I'm going backwards. Well, like, okay, maybe. But like, who is that advice going to? What stage are they at? And where, where does that land? Like, I even noticed that with like things I make sometimes, like I'll make a reel that's about something. And then a client will be like, oh, I saw your reel on X. Should I do that? And I'm like, well, no, you actually shouldn't do that because blank, blank, blank. Right. And it doesn't mean my reel was wrong or that I don't stand by it or that it wasn't good information. It just means it has to be taken with context, with nuance, with considering who it's for, what it's for, and what lines they're navigating. Right. So, for one client, I might give the advice of like, hey, we really, really need to pick something you're feeling more passionate about. Where another client, I might give the advice of like, hey, we really need to work on putting a better marketing spin on some of what you're putting out. Like both would be correct. It just depends, right? For almost all of us, we need a little bit more of both. So I just hope this episode is a reminder of that. I am so passionate about talking about this, like I was saying earlier, because I just feel like it's the thing that kind of is getting left out now in this kind of quick short form content era we're in, which isn't bad if we can all have these conversations about it too, but can be really detrimental if we're not taking all of these things into consideration. So I hope this is a reminder. These were just examples that came up like in a few sessions of the podcast. So imagine how many examples there are of these in your individual business. So really be looking for these, really be looking for where are those fine lines and pieces of nuance I need to be paying attention to get better results and have a better experience. Because I promise you they're there for you and your business. Some of these might be exactly the ones for you. Some of them might not resonate at all. But the point I really want to make is you have these in your business and looking at them is everything. So I hope that is helpful. Thank you guys so much for listening to this solo episode, obviously, but the season as a whole. And remember to show Robin some love for all she's bringing to this season and all she's bringing about for us to talk about. I think, again, this was such an important episode and I'm so grateful to her for facilitating that. So thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening to Literally. Your precious earbud time means the world to me, and I'm incredibly grateful that you chose to spend it with this podcast. Your feedback is not only valuable, but essential to me on this journey. So if you've enjoyed the podcast and found it beneficial, please take a moment to leave a review. And here's the best part. To express my gratitude, I'll select one lucky reviewer each month to receive my ultimate mini course to maximizing results in one-on-one coaching. If you want to be an in-demand coach who's known for creating those epic results and getting epic results in your own business because of it, then this course is for you and you can grab the first module of it for free right now at alitoflife.com/mini-course.